Praise God. Glory to God. Praise God. Just slip your hand over and lay it on somebody by you. Take somebody's hand. And let's just glorify God together. We praise you. We worship you. We magnify you. Hallelujah. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. How awesome are your ways, oh God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the middle of my trouble, glory to God. In the face of my enemy, glory to God. Against all odds, glory to God. Glory, glory. We magnify you, Lord. We lift you up, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. How awesome are your ways, oh God. Praise God, praise God. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. While we're in the midst of his presence, and he's so awesome and wonderful here tonight, I want you to target a backslider or somebody that you know you'd like to see them standing in the house of God filled with the Holy Ghost here in the next 6 months. I want you to target that person. I want you to just lift them up before the Lord and just bring them. He truly is our Father. Just bring them in before your Father. Father, this is my friend. This is my brother. This is my sister. This is my mom or dad. I want you to touch them tonight. I want you to draw them. Lord, I know that you're able. Could you be an intercessor tonight for somebody? Could you pray a prayer of faith for somebody? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. How awesome. Presence of God. Praise God. as we've been working through the 68th Psalm, we've made a connection. We see the correlation between God's provision and our response. If my people who are called by my name, if I be lifted up. And we see that it's not happening everywhere, but it's happening in places and in lives and in households where God is being glorified. Praise God. In that 68th Psalm, he says he'll be a father to the fatherless. That's when God is lifted up. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. When we glorify him, he rises up in power. You know, God is looking all over the earth to show himself strong. God delights to show himself strong for those that have faith in him. He is a father to the fatherless. He fills the void that life leaves in us. Following on down in the chapter, the Word of God says that he sets the solitary in families. Praise God. That is such a wonderful assurance. There is nothing like the family of God. When they came out of Egypt, they were not a people. But God, by his word, he made them the people of God. And when you and I came into the house, we were not a part. But the apostle wrote me a letter. And he said, God has broken down the wall that was between us. And he's made of twain one people. He's talking about Jews and Gentiles, but it covers any demographic, any strata of discussion about humanity. God has brought us all together, and we are the family of God. And he sets the solitary in a family. It never was meant for you to be alone, but God's given you a family. But you got to understand this. People will sit outside the parameters of the house of God, the church of God. You can sit in this house and still be lonely, because in your life you don't glorify God, nor do you embrace the family of God that God has given you. But in the midst of your circumstance tonight, you need to begin to glorify God. You say, well, I'm lonely. Glorify God. I'm isolated. Glorify God. I can't connect with people. Glorify God. I don't have social skills. Glorify God. The answer to every need in your life is going to be found under the fountain that you find as you glorify and you magnify God. Now, we'll be talking about the mechanics of that at some time in the future here. We're all derailed and discombobulated here tonight. But I love what I'm feeling in this house. I feel the knitting of the family of God. I feel the drawing and the compassion and the sweetness and the sense of community of the family of God. Praise God. God, everybody say, he sets the solitary in families. When we glorify God, now let me just tell you what's happening in this house tonight. As we glorify God, he bringeth out those which are bound with chains. The NIV says he brings them out with singing. They don't just get deliverance, but they break out in singing. Praise God. Tonight, while you're praising and you're talking in tongues, on the other side of town, there's somebody that's been bound up with something that's held them captive. And tonight, while you're praying, just because they're hungry and because they've been calling out for help, they're beginning to feel some slack. They're beginning to hear something breaking in their captivity. You don't even have to know it. You say, how do you know that's true? I know that that's true, because when I was a long-haired, drug-dealing, doper freak. I walked into a Pentecostal church and there were little ladies walking around that church praying at midnight. And when they prayed, my chains began to break. And when they glorified God, everybody in my social group came into the house of God. Everybody in my family almost came into the house of God. And it wasn't because we knew how to find him. It was because there was a church that was glorifying God. Oh, praise God. Let's just for a moment give him glory. Just think of all that he's done and give him glory. Just think of all that you know about him and give him glory. Talk about his wonders. Talk about his might. Talk about his great creation. Talk about his mercies. Talk about the goodness of God and give him glory. And give him glory. And give him glory. Can't go back and review it, but my calling in life is to glorify God. Can't lay the foundation again, but my purpose in life is to glorify God. And when we do that, when God arises, his enemies are scattered. Praise God. Praise God. Well, once more, why don't you lay your hand on somebody by you and just let that Holy Ghost flow. Just talk in tongues. We're having a little workshop tonight. We'll just do a little workshop in praising and glorifying God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Why don't you clap your hands into him and bless his name? Brother Peter, give me seven. Hallelujah. And David begins to recount the greatness of God. This is within the context of a discussion about when God is glorified, when God rises up, all that transpires. He said, God, you went out before your people when they marched through the wilderness. You know, how many of you were here the other night when Sister Pam told about Brother Charles's dream? And he saw, he called it a white tornado that went out before him. And when you were talking about that, I just saw a big tower of cloud. And I thought about Israel coming out of Egypt. And when they came out, there was a tower of cloud. Brother Charles is over there in Iraq, and he said that cloud went with him and made a way for him. And I really believe that's an unction in the Holy Ghost touching him and telling him that in the midst of a life that is dedicated to God, God will go before you. Some of you are concerned about some things that are coming up in your life, maybe about this very week, but you don't have to be afraid, because when we glorify God, David said, remember, when we glorify him, he goes before us. God goes before us. He went before them as a tower of cloud at the day, in the day. Same tower was glowing with fire at night. It doesn't matter if it's day or night. God is all I need. He's God all by himself. He is well able and mighty against every enemy. Somebody say praise the Lord. When I glorify God, if I don't know what to do, my solution is I'm going to glorify God. And it's not just praise and worship. It's in my lifestyle, in my conversation, in what I do, what I offer up to God. And we're going to talk about mechanics later. But he went before his people, and he still does that. David is saying, remember, this is centuries before. This is before David's time. But he's saying it's the same today. God goes before his people. We're 1,000 years. David's 1,000 years before Christ. We're 3,000 years away from the psalm. But God still goes before his people. Praise God. Has anybody ever walked into the middle of a day and the day was full of trouble, but when you got there, you could smell Holy Ghost all over it. You could feel the touch of God on it. You don't have to. Come on. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't you be afraid. God's already there. Come on, don't be afraid of tomorrow or the next day or the next turn in the road. Don't be afraid. God's already there. That big tower of cloud is already going on before you. Holy Ghost is already there. Praise God. Praise God. When it's time to lay your little head down, go ahead and do it and just embrace the security and the peace that a relationship with God brings us. When they marched through the wilderness, in a tough time it was, God went before them. Let's do 8 and we'll quit, Brother Peter. Praise God. The earth shook. The heavens dropped at the presence of God. He's talking about every morning there was bread enough for another day's journey. Every morning there was plenty. He said the heavens dropped at the presence of God. Sinai shook. Praise God. He's not lacking in power. He's not lacking in provision. But your duty and your purpose and your calling is to glorify God. Let me tell you, don't worry about how you're going to make ends meet. Glorify God. Don't worry. I'm not telling you stay at home and don't go to work. I'm just telling you, let's trust God. God fed a nation of 1.5 to 3 million in a wilderness journey that would last 40 years. They never went hungry. They never went without. Their shoes didn't wear out. Turn to your neighbor and tell them God can take care of us. There's an extreme sweetness in this house tonight. Let's stand together. I appreciate the presence of God. I don't want to try to get too far into this study tonight. It's just, we're just where we need to be, right where we need to be. Is there room enough for all of us to get down around the altar tonight? If you're first, come down here and come up on the steps a little way and make room. And if you could, stand with your family. Would you do that? If you don't have a family, would you adopt somebody here tonight? Let the solitary be set in families. Maria, will you adopt Sister Dion? Do it. Good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sweetness in the house tonight. Just go ahead and begin to love on one another and pray for one another. And if you just want to talk about how good God is, begin to do that. It glorifies Him. Malachi said, and when those that loved Him spoke to one another often about Him, the Lord heard it, and He wrote it down in a book. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Praise God. Somebody adopt Chase. Somebody adopt Brother Ted. Okay, there we go. All right. Could you just walk off in that and get lost a little bit in that Holy Ghost? Let God arise. Let His enemies be scattered. Like smoke before the wind, like wax in the heat of a candle.
Though they lead me
let the people
down
of God rejoice.
I don't always understand.
He's a father to the fatherless.
I will have no fear, for I'm in gentle hands. Gentle
praise God, as you're standing there with your family, would you just begin to tell the Lord, we don't have any strength, neither do we know what to do, but our eyes are on you, oh God. It's not about us, but you're able in every situation, oh God. We know, we bring our lives and our families and our homes before you tonight, oh God. And all we're going to do is just give you glory. We're just going to praise you in the midst of the trouble. In a valley, in a wilderness, we'll praise you. We'll worship you. Hallelujah. 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 Just lift up our hearts, lift your hands, lift your voice.
Guiding
press into His presence.
Carefully.